Well, if you think today is sizzling, just wait.
Saratoga Performing Arts Center President Marsha White greeted the crowd gathered in Wednesday afternoon scorching heat on the lawn of the Saratoga Springs Visitor Center.
If you think Saratoga is sizzling now, our jazz festival is going to blow it out of the town. The true jazz fan, to them, there's only one event at SPAC, and that's the annual Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival. For 35 years, the festival has been a destination and a celebration for people who love jazz and have learned that there's no better place to enjoy it than Saratoga.
Mayor Scott Johnson proclaimed June Jazz Month in recognition of the 35th anniversary of the Fryhofer Saratoga Jazz Festival.
On behalf of the City of Saratoga Springs, congratulations to SPAC on the 35th anniversary of the Fryhofer Jazz Festival, one of the longest running and most celebrated jazz events in the world.
The long-running festival has drawn over a 500,000 people who came to the Spa City to see legendary artists including Ray Charles, B.B. King, Herbie Hancock, Chick Corea, and Tito Puente. Todd Shimkus is president of the Saratoga County Chamber of Commerce.
35 years of jazz bringing hundreds of thousands of people to Saratoga Springs and Saratoga County says it all. This is an extraordinary event in a great community that attracts people from around the world.
Mayor Johnson says this year's festival more than lives up to tradition.
With headliners that include Diana Krall, Chris Bodie, Esperanza Spalding, and Trombone Shorty.
Johnson himself attends the festival every year.
First of all, it's part of our arts community, which is very important, promotion of really what is so unique about Saratoga, but also it's an economic stimulus to the city. I recognize both parts of it, of course, and welcome both because it really is truly what helps us being a sustainable community.
Marsha White proclaims there's nothing like the Jazz Festival.
When I became the president of SPAC, I had not been to the Jazz Festival before. And the first year I was there, I couldn't believe what a sense of community and a real opportunity for people to really enjoy life and spend time together.
Tyler and Nate Giroux from Burnt Hills are jazz aficionados and performers who provided the soundtrack for Wednesday's event and for this report. Nate says the brothers were exposed to jazz at an early age by their grandfather, who encouraged their musical studies.
He really instilled us a passion for the music, and as a result, Tyler went off to school for music and I went off to jazz school, and it's really become a special part of our family and something that I'll cherish forever.
Tyler hopes the duo could someday play a venue like the Jazz Festival.
One of the things that we've been hoping to do at some point together is get a little family band going or something like that and do some playing and try to really create some music that is that's really different, because you know that's the great thing about jazz, it's constantly evolving, and it's for us the kind of music that we can really appreciate and that we really enjoy playing.
The Jazz Festival is on June 30th and July 1st. There's a link on our website, wamc.org. In Saratoga Springs, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.